And we've got Don Sutherland on the line. G'day, Don. How are you?
Well, g'day, Ann. I'm overwhelmed and discombobulated. I've just got a mention for the first time ever on Kevin's little contribution.
Yeah, I know.
I'm overwhelmed.
Yeah, well, see, he is...
I mean, I don't know whether he's taking the piss out of me or is he, you know, giving me a leg up. Both would be okay, by the way.
Well, you are going to talk about exploitation, aren't you?
Well, that's one point we can start on, if you like.
Yep, go for it.
I'll explain why it's important as well. The latest national accounts, quarterly nationals, came out last week. And before that, about a month or so ago, the annual national accounts came out. And what they showed was actually a slight fall. Well, sorry, the quarterly accounts showed a slight fall in the rate of exploitation. Now, that's off a very high level, of course. However, that helps to explain why the employers are getting more and more united around the prospects of a Dutton government. Because they are unhappy with the very modest changes that the Albanese Labor government has been introduced, particularly in the area of industrial relations. And they say, they don't talk about exploitation, of course. Their reference points are things like productivity, which is code
for exploitation.
Standing profits and exploitation. So the rate of it's dipped only a little bit, and it's dipped from an extreme, probably record high levels. But nevertheless, that's not good enough from the point of view of the employers. Here we are at the, and the other thing that I've done a little bit of work on because I was fascinated by how the gender wage gap was discussed. And there was something niggling at me about how it was discussed, talking about how November the 18th was that day of the year from then on, women workers would be working for free. And I came to the conclusion that's nonsense. And I've written about this, and I'm saying that women workers, their rate of exploitation means they start working for free in around... the end of March, and men start working for free around May. And that's, if you look at it on an annual basis, what that means is that they have produced enough value, respectively, end of March or mid-March, May, to have paid their wages for the year, and the rest of the time they're producing value that is taken by the employers as profits.
Wow, that's amazing. So,
And the worrying thing about the women's rate of exploitation is, and I think it is possible to get a gendered rate of exploitation, and my first attempt might need to be improved on by other people who are a bit more expert perhaps than me, but is that it's increasing. When you look at the rate of exploitation, instead of the relativity between men's and women's wages, you look at women's wages relative to the profit that their labour produces, then it's getting a bit worse, actually.
Wow, that's amazing.
And that means there's a lot of thinking to go on over the next 12 months, whether that will happen or not. That particular analysis upsets a lot of apple carts.
I know, because of the public relations carry on. One of the things that's interesting to me is that you point out something very interesting. You say that when they talk about this, they often like to put women against men, in a sense, you know, as if it was men that are exploiting women. Women, male workers versus female workers. But in actual fact, you point out, of course, they're not being employed by men, they're being employed by employers.
Yes, well, there's at least two points there. Firstly, they're being employed by employers, some of whom are women, And they're being employed by employers who themselves employ extremely highly paid executives, a slowly increasing number of whom are women, who are paid to exploit, to supervise the exploitation of their workforce, men and women, but women at a higher rate. So
it's really just class and capitalism.
Yes. You see, the common experience, but men generally do discriminate against women. That's true. The most extreme, of course, is domestic and family violence. And just on that matter, a Dutton government would be an austerity government that would probably wipe out the improvements in support for programs that are trying to deal with domestic violence. In other words, it would open up the space for the most severe form of discrimination.
Oh my goodness.
To continue to prevail in people's thinking as a problem relative to the exploitation. And so we don't get to what is common between men and women, which is a rate of exploitation. Both of them experience exploitation. Now, the thing about exploitation is that, especially in our modern labour movement, not many people have worked out whether they think it's wrong or right. A lot of people in the movement think that a bit of it's okay.
It's like that sounds like something I overheard years ago. I was sitting in the front room of a house just very close to another house, and there were two men at the portico of the other house, and the one man said, "Oh, you know, I slapped some or another around a bit, but nothing like he used to this woman." And I'm thinking, oh my God, where am I? On the moon.
Yes. So men do discriminate against women, and it is vital that within all of our organisations that we take that on. And I think there is a much stronger effort. I can remember being in various organisations at the end of the 70s where it was taken on for the first time, and I certainly had to change my ways. And I bet that there are young men these days that have to do that as well within our working class organisations. To return to this thing of exploitation, what the quarterly accounts are showing is that there is also a dip in the total profits, no matter how it's measured. And that is interesting because what we're seeing, we are on the edge of recession, but this state of affairs has been, it's not because of a Labor government that we're on the edge of recession. This state of affairs has been along going back to 18 months, 2 years before COVID. It is a feature of the society we live in as a capitalist society. It happens that it drifts or jumps into recession-like conditions, stagnation, and then worse, which is recession. And that's what I think we are on the edge of at the moment. That's what the information that's available to this non-university-trained wannabe economist says. So we've got a slight fall in profits, once again, from record totals, record high totals. And therefore, from the point of view of the employers, they need a government that will go hard on all workers and their families. There is a spin-off effect to families. I think that
Well, before you go on, I'd just like to return to a certain point that you make in your writings in Dynamic Solidarity Dynamics. On your blog. You say that you think that any closing of the gap between women and men in exploitation or wages is based on an increased rate of exploitation of working men.
I am speculating about that.
Yeah.
You see, what I am concerned about, I want the gap closed. Okay, But I don't think it's good for us winning the ultimate struggle, which in its immediate form means keeping Dutton out of government, Dutton and the LNP out of government, not giving the employers their way on that front, but it has more profound levels. However, I want to see the gap close. It's really vital for the big close. But why, I have a question, why should it be funded by increasing the rate of exploitation of male workers? I don't think that's the way to go. It has to be from taking away the profits. And to the extent, see, the other thing that's going on is the general rate of exploitation has dropped a bit. I keep stressing that. You see, isn't, from our point of view, isn't that a good thing?
Yeah.
It's nowhere near enough or anything like that, but the conceptual issue here is it's a good thing.
Yeah.
So we'll get both rates of exploitation down, but not one at the expense of the other. And that means the only... It means we have to take it from profits.
Well, you know, it's interesting you should say this because I think a lot of people get confused about whose side they're on. I mean, that's the old saying, but it's really who they're fighting for, like this notion that their mum and dad, the employer, is on their side. You know, if they're doing well, then we'll do well as well. I think people are making are confused.
Yes, well, I think it's worth noting what the data shows is that during the extremely strong growth in total profits was the period when, relative to prices, workers went backwards the most.
Yeah, they don't like to share, you mean.
So their health was driven by, that is, the health of profits and the employers. Their accumulation of more capital was at the expense of working people and their families. You see, the way I'm as much interested in helping all of us in labour and feminist and environmental organisations, anti-poverty organisations, work out our way of understanding these things and not allow it to be dominated by the experts, so-called, in mainstream media, and by people like Innes Willis from the Australian Industry Group. But the Australian Industry Group and the Business Council are very carefully forming a unity ticket with Dutton. It's underway, and you can see it in the writings in the Australian Financial Review and some of the Murdoch media. So we have to work out our way of understanding things. And our starting point is different because we experience the production of daily life, which is what an economy is really about, the production and reproduction of daily life in our society. At the end of our working day, the employer has gained. There is an augmentation of the wealth that they have. It accumulates more. At the end of our working day, we are basically at the same place. And when we start again the next day, we're starting at that same place, whereas employer has had a quantitative and qualitative change in their state. That is a very different way, and we have to work out and promote our class-based way of understanding what is going on, especially when the blatherers in the daily media, all the expert economists like Chris Richardson and so on, the people from the Productivity Commission, they are full of it. They are seeking to convince us to concede higher rates of exploitation to rescue the system, and that includes a higher rate of exploitation of nature. One of the things I think we need to talk about in the new year is the rate of new expropriation. Not just the rate of exploitation, but new expropriation.
Yeah, and the destruction.
Recent example is the decision of the government to concede to not continue to protect those three major tranches of native forests.
Yeah, I know. It's outrageous. It's totally outrageous.
A rate of expropriation that White Australia was founded on, and there it is still happening. And it'd be interesting to work out in some way just what is going on that front, because it is the opposite of what our society and our natural world upon which we depend, it's the opposite of what is needed.
On that note, I'll have to say we should finish up. We're very grateful to your contribution, Don.
It's a pleasure, and it's also fun. I mean, I don't sound like fun. I know that. I'm not like Kevin. But it is important that you provide space not just for me but for others who are willing to elaborate on a class of understanding of the drivel that we're served up in the daily media about how the economy works.
Well, the best word you've contributed today is blatherers. Have a good break. We'll be back next year.
Yeah, happy festive season and healthy recovery. Gird the loins for winning us, for us making some victories next year.
Yeah, thanks, mate.
All the best. Bye for now.
And that was Don Sutherland for the last program of the